这个下午在一起可以交通敬拜我们的神。
I thank the Lord to be able to gather with you this afternoon to fellowship together.
我们中间有一大批弟兄姊妹今天在外面录影。
We have a large group of us who are camping today.
我们人多人少，我们还是一个灵。
But regardless of the number of people we have gathered, we're gathering in one spirit.
在这一个圣灵的同在中，我们一起来侍奉他。
We may serve him together under the guidance of one spirit.
我们今天要继续来交通我今年要跟弟兄姊妹思想的一个很重要的题目。
We'll continue sharing on the important topic I want to share this year.
就是天上的意象。
That is the heavenly vision.
我们要知道神从亚当开始旧约。
We know that from the very beginning, from Adam.
一直到圣经的结束，在这66卷书里头。
Until the very end, until the very last book of the Bible, in all 66 books.
神一直在历史中向他所造的人启示他的自己。
God continues to reveal himself to people throughout history.
他用他的仆人来向他的儿女做见证。
He uses his servants to share his testimony to God's children.
历史历代神所向人要传达的信息是一样的。
All throughout history, God has but one message to people.
他的原则从来没有改变过。
His principles never changed.
那么这些被神所使用的仆人们
and these servants that are being used by God,
他们所看见的天上的意象是一样的。
And they all have seen the same heavenly vision.
方式不同
maybe through different methods,
但是里面的内容是一样的。
But the core message is the same.
历史历代神用这些仆人们把这个天上的意象来向这个世界传达见证。
And through history, God uses these servants to express this vision to the world.
那么我里面的负担就是要把这个天上的意象摆在我们弟兄姊妹的面前。
And the burden within my heart is to present to you this heavenly vision.
今天在这个地上，你看这些成功的公司。
If you look at all the successful companies in this world,
他们非常注意意向的问题。
They focus a lot on the company's vision.
一个公司在地上能够成功，因为他整个的员工了解我们公司在地上是为什么存在的。
In order for a corporation to become successful, everybody within a corporation has to understand why they exist.
如果一个公司失去了一个意向，
If the company doesn't have a vision,
那这个公司不会成功的。
Then this company will not become successful.
所以这些人开始发现这个意向是何等的重要。
So we have to understand the importance of a vision.
所以公司花很多的钱训练他的员工要认识这个公司的意向是什么。
That's why companies spend a lot of money training their employees, the company's vision.
每年都花很多的钱。
Every year they spend a lot of money on training.
那么神的儿女也是一样。
It's the same for God's children.
神带领我们也是用他的意向来引导我们。
God also leads us with his vision.
很可惜今天很多的基督徒没有神的意向。
Unfortunately, a lot of Christians today do not have that vision.
所以我们的生活跟世界上的人生活是一样的。
So our lives are pretty much the same as people's lives on earth.
世界人追寻什么，我们好像几乎也在追寻什么。
Whatever the worldly pursuit is at the moment, it seems to be our pursuit as well.
我想我要从圣经里面让我们看一看这些人的榜样是什么。
But I want us to see the examples listed for us in the Bible.
那么我们过去从亚当一直讲下来，今天我们要开始讲雅各。
I've spoken of Adam and several others. Today I'll come to Jacob.
好，我们要特别来看看神在雅各的身上让他看见什么。
We want to see what God has shown Jacob.
所以我们请打开创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 28.
我们要从十一节看起。
We'll read from verse 11.
二十八章十一节，我想我就念我这一段。因为我要念的圣经比较多。
I'll read quite a few passages today.
那不翻译了。
So we're just going to read in Chinese.
我有的时候用中文念，有的时候我请 Vicky 念另外一段用英文。
And we're just not going to have translation. We'll read it either in Chinese or in English.
现在我们要念的是十一节到十七节。
Genesis 28 from 11 to 17.
用中文，然后十八节到二十二节用英文。
We'll read that 11 to 17 in Chinese, and I'll read 18 to 22 in English.
到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那么多，必向东向西南北开展，地上的万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
From verse 18, so Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on its top. He called the name of that place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city had been Luz. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me, will keep me on this journey that I take and will give me food to eat and garments to wear, and I return to my father's house in safety, then the Lord will be my God. This stone, which I have set up as a pillar, will be God's house.And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
我们现在读的这段圣经是一个年轻的雅各从家里面逃出来离开他的家。
This passage is at a time when Jacob was young and he ran away from his father's house.
因为他哥哥要杀他。
Because his brother was after his life.
所以我们读的刚刚这段圣经。
And that's the context for the passage we just read.
他这一离家，他本来以为很快就会有一天会回家的。
He thought that he would only leave for a little while and then go back to his house soon.
没有想到一离就是二十多年。
But he didn't know that he would be gone for 20 some years.
下面我们要读下一段圣经，这已经是二十多年了。
Next passage at 20 some years later.
35章。
In chapter 35.
35章我们要从第一节看起。
From verse 1,
我要念到第一节，我们要念到第八节。
Verse 1 to 8.
然后英文从第九节念到十五节。
English will be from 9 to 15.
神对雅各说，起来上伯特利去，在那里要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那一位。雅各就对他家中的人并一切与他同在的人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁更换衣裳，我们要起来上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神，就是我在遭患难的日子应允我祷告，在我行的路上保佑我的那一位。他们就把外邦神的像和他们耳朵上的环子交给雅各，雅各都藏在示剑那里的橡树底下。他们便起行前往神，使那周围诚意的人都甚惊惧，就不追赶雅各的众子了。于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利，在那里他筑了一座坛，就给那个地方起名叫伊勒伯特利。因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，神在那里向他显现。利贝加的奶母迪波拉死了，就葬在伯特利下边橡树底下，那棵树名叫亚伦巴谷。
Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. God said to him, your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. Thus he called him Israel. God also said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come forth from you. The land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac I will give to you, and I will give the land to your descendants after you. Then God went up from him in a place where he had spoken with him. Jacob set up a pillar in a place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured out a drink offering on it. He also poured oil on it. So Jacob named the place where God had spoken with him Bethel.
所以这两次我们刚刚读的圣经
In these two passages,
你都看到是神向雅各显现
You'll see that God appeared to Jacob,
让他看到神的旨意
So that he will see God's will.
那么这里你可以有一个名字叫做伯特利
There's this place, name of the place,
is Bethel. 是这个地方
It's the name of the place.
然后雅各做了一件事，就是把他的枕头下面那个石头立起来。
And what Jacob did was he stood up the stone which he had slept on as a pillow.
然后用油浇在这个石头上。
And he set up that stone as a pillar and he poured oil on it.
这是这两次都做的事。
He did that twice.
然后他做了一个梦。
And then he had a dream.
他梦见有一个梯子。
He dreamt of a ladder.
一头在天上。
And the head of the ladder is in heaven.
另一头在地上。
And it reached down to the earth.
然后他就看见有神的使者在这个梯子上去下来。
And he's seeing God's angel going up and down this ladder.
这就是他看见的异象。
This is the vision of Jacob.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们来看新约。
Let's look at the New Testament.
我们先要看的是约翰福音。
Gospel of John.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 约翰福音第一章四十七节
Verse 47.
约翰福音第一章四十七节
Chapter 1, verse 47.
我们要念到五十一节
47 to 51.
现在我要念一节然后Vicky 念下一节我们轮流念
We're alternate reading this in Chinese and English
四十七节耶稣看见拿但业来就指着他说看啊 这是个真以色列人他心里没有诡诈
Nathanael said to him How do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him Before Philip called you when you were under the fig tree I saw you
拿但业说拉比你是神的儿子你是以色列的王。
Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these.
又说我实实在在地告诉你们你们将要看见天开了神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。然后第二章。
And in chapter 2.
我们要从十七节念到二十一节。
From verse 17 to 21. Verse 17. His disciples remembered it was written, Zeal for your house were consuming.
因为犹太人问他说你既做这些事还显什么神迹给我们看呢
Jesus answered them, Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up.
犹太人便说这殿是四十六年才造成的你三日内就要再建起来吗
But he was speaking of the temple of his body.
好最后
And lastly,
我们看哥林多前书
Turn to 1 Corinthians
三章
Chapter 3
哥林多前书三章十六节
3:16
到十七节
And 17
我念十六哥林多前书三章十六节岂不知你们是神的殿神的灵住在你们里头吗
If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
好，我们就念这么多。
And this is all the passages we'll read.
亚伯拉罕在乌尔，荣耀的神向他显现。
God appeared to Abraham in Ur.
这些圣经是教会第一个寻道者斯蒂凡做的见证 在《使徒行传》第七章。
In Acts chapter 7, Stephen, the first martyr of the church, referred to that passage.
然后一路上神就一直向这一个他所拣选的亚伯拉罕启示他自己。
And all throughout this, his way, his journey, God continued to reveal himself to Abraham.
那么神告诉他你要离开本地本家往我所要指示你的地方去。
Telling him to leave the land he was dwelling, leave his father's house to a place where God had promised him.
神应许要赐给他一个后裔。
And God promised to give him a seed.
那么这个后裔就成为神一个最重要的一个应许。
And that seed became the greatest promise of God.
等到他的儿子。
And then his son.
就是他一直等候要神给他的这一个应许之子。
That son, the promised son that he had waited for so long.
他为了这个儿子学了很多的功课。
And he learned, Abraham learned a lot of lessons because of his son.
那么最后儿子来了。他100岁。
And he received a son when he was 100 years old.
神继续在这个儿子身上还要做工。
And God will continue to work in the life of the son.
所以我们上一次交通呢是讲到以撒的异象。
And last time we shared about the vision of Isaac.
你会发现神向以撒显现讲话的时候跟他对他爸爸讲的话基本上是一样的。
You find that what God spoke to Isaac is pretty much the same as what he spoke to Abraham.
还是提到你的后裔。
Also spoke of his descendants.
还是提到这个应许之地。
Also spoke of the promised land.
要给他的后裔，而且万国要因你的后裔得福。
The land will be given to his descendants. All the nations will be blessed because of his descendants.
那么今天我们就要来看到他的孙子。
And today we'll come to the grandson of
Abraham. 亚伯罕的孙子。
Abraham's grandson.
来到了雅各。
The life of Jacob.
你会发现圣经里面特别提的神是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神
You find particularly in the Bible God called himself the God of Abraham the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob
因为这三个人的经历是一个完整的一个属灵的经历
Because in the experiences of these three people you have a complete spiritual experience
在亚伯拉罕的身上神要让我们看见因信称义这条路怎么走
In Abraham's life, God wants to show us a way of justification by faith.
一个人跟神没有关系像亚伯拉罕开始在乌尔是个拜偶像的人
A person like Abraham who was living in Ur and he was worshipping idols, he had no relationship with God.
我们跟神也没有关系我们在这个世界是一样拜偶像的人
Just like us, we had no relationship with God. We were people worshipping idols in this world.
但是神有一天把我们从这个世界叫出来
But one day God called us from the world.
让我们认识他的儿子耶稣
So we get to know his son.
我们开始走一条义路
And we learn to walk on this righteous way.
那么然后从以撒这个儿子的身上我们又看见一个宝贵的真理
And in the life of Isaac, the son, we also see an important principle.
就是神所有的丰富
That is all the abundance of God.
放在他的儿子耶稣基督里。
Has been placed in his son Jesus.
就好像神亚伯拉罕所有的丰富放在他儿子以撒的身上。
Just like all of the abundance of Abraham was placed in his son Isaac.
以撒承受他爸爸一切的丰富，耶稣承受天父一切的丰富。
Isaac inherited all of the abundance of Abraham, just like Jesus inherited all the abundance of the heavenly Father.
那我们呢
？And what about us?
我们呢？
What about us?
我们是承受神儿子一切的丰富，耶稣基督一切的丰富都要赐给我们。
We inherit all of the abundance of the Son of God, Jesus.
这是一个基督徒应得的产业。
That is an inheritance that is due each Christian.
现在我们要来看雅各。
And now, let's we look at Jacob.
雅各这个人，我们如果读他整个的故事，我们知道。圣经花很长的篇幅讲他。
If you read the entire life story of Jacob, you'll find that the Bible used a lot of chapters covering his story.
赞成他是好人的举手。
If for all of you who think he's a good person, raise your hand.
有没有？一个都没有。赞成他坏人的举手。
You all think he's a bad person, raise your hand.
有这么几个诚实的人。
You have a few honest persons here.
其他人是，要么你没有读过这段圣经，要么你就是外交官，不表示立场。
For the rest of you, either you've never read the story of Jacob, or you just be very diplomatic.
如果你去好好的读 雅各书这个创世纪里面雅各的故事。
If you carefully read the story of Jacob in Genesis,
你跟他是一个跟他的哥哥完全性情相反的人。
You find that he is a person of complete opposite personality with his brother.
哥哥是一个外向的人。
His brother is very he's extrovert.
对，他自己是一个非常内向的人。
And Jacob was an introvert.
哥哥喜欢打猎。
His brother likes to hunt.
他喜欢住在家里。
And Jacob likes to sit at home.
那么爸爸喜欢哥哥。
Dad liked liked Esau.
妈妈喜欢弟弟。
Mom favored the younger brother Jacob.
然后他们串起来一起骗爸爸。
And so Jacob and his mother teamed together and to fool his dad.
他能够骗到爸爸的第一骗了他哥哥的长子的名分。
First he stole his brother's birthright.
后来又骗爸爸长子的祝福。
And then he cheated his brother out of the first son's blessing.
哥哥气得要杀他。
And his brother was very angry. He was trying to kill him.
那么他就逃家。
So Jacob ran away.
逃家以后跑到拉班那里去他舅舅家。
He ran to his uncle's house, Uncle Laban's house.
这个舅舅也是不是省油的灯。
Uncle Laban was no easy character either.
也是当时中东，如果雅各算是第二号骗子，他的舅舅是第一号。
If Jacob was the number two deceptive person, Uncle Laban would be the number one guy.
那么这两个骗子都在一起互相对付。
And they were dealing with each other.
好好磨了二十多年。
And Jacob learned his lessons for 20 years.
所以。你就知道圣经有一句话说弯曲的人神以弯曲对待他。
There is a verse in the Bible that said God deals with those who are crooked in a crooked way.
对，所以雅各本身是一个实在是一个弯曲的人。
Jacob himself was a crook.
一生充满了手段。
He was very deceptive.
没有人斗得过他。
Nobody can beat him.
他能够把他所有的对手，包括他哥哥、爸爸，统统打舅舅，统统打垮。
He was able to win over his brother, his dad, and uncle.
可是神看中他。
But God had his eyes on him.
他们兄弟还没有出生呢。
Even before the twins were born.
神已经对他的妈妈说了。
God already said to their mom.
我爱雅各，我恨恶以扫。
Jacob, I love. Esau, I hate.
将来大的要侍奉小的。
And in the future, the older will serve the younger.
这些话都是在他还没有出生以前，神都已经说好了。
And these are things God said before they were even born.
所以我们常常就很吃惊神的拣选这件事情。
Sometimes we're shocked at the way of God's choosing.
神的拣选不是根据于我们因为是个好人，所以神拣选我们，不是。
God doesn't choose us because we are a good person.
刚刚好相反。
It's the exact opposite.
我们其实是一个罪人。
We are sinners.
是一个充满手段的人。
We're people full of crooked ways.
狡猾的人。
People who are very slick.
神却从万民中拣选了我们。
But God chosen us from all people.
好，那么神在这个人上到底要做什么？
So, but what does God want to do in this person's life?
神在这个人上启示他的意象。要带给我们看见什么？
And what is the vision God wants to be shown? God wants to show through this person.
刚刚我们念的时候，我不知道有没有大家有没有注意。
I wonder if you noticed as we read earlier.
神对雅各说什么话？
What God said to Jacob.
你如果翻开刚刚我们念的二十八章。
In chapter 28 of Genesis.
神对他说：“我是。”耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神也是以撒的神我要将你现在所躺卧的地赐给你和你的后裔
God said I am the Lord the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac the land on which you lie I will give it to you and to your descendants
所以你会发现这句话是他同样这位神跟他的祖父跟他的父亲说过的
You see that this thing that God said is pretty much the same as what he said to Abraham and what he said to Isaac
也都同样的提到这一个点，就是后裔。
And also spoke of the important point of descendants.
所以你会发现，这个后裔，这是整个这个意象的中心。
You'll see that descendants is the core of this vision.
对他的父亲讲这件事，对他祖父说这件事情，对他父亲讲这件事情，现在对他再提这件事。
God said it to Abraham. God said it to Isaac. And now he's saying it to Jacob.
除了这个点之外，
aside from that point,
神还再进一步。
God also says something else.
这个意象有它特别于前面稍微更增加的部分。
This vision goes a step deeper than the previous ones.
他在这里做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
我们刚刚说这里是一个梯子。
We said he dreamt of a ladder.
然后他看见神的使者上去下来。
And he's seen the angels of God going up and down this ladder.
他梦醒了早上。
When he woke up in the morning.
他就把他枕头的那个石头。
He took the stone which he laid on as a pillow.
就立起来做一个柱子。
He stood it up and it became a pillar.
然后浇上油。
He poured oil on it.
这件事情是很特别的。
That's an interesting thing.
这个梦也是特别的。
This dream is very particular too.
因为这个里面是圣经第一次向人启示一个很重要的真理。
This is the first time when the Bible reveals this important truth to people.
他给这个地方起一个名。
He gave the place where he had the dream a name.
他说叫做伯特利。
He called that place Bethel.
他说十六节我们刚刚念的，他说雅各醒了说耶和华真的在这里，我竟不知道，就惧怕说这个地方何等可畏，不是别的，乃是神的殿，天的门。
When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he said, surely the Lord is in this place and did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.
这里出现一个词，这个词汇叫做中文翻译成殿，神的殿。
This particular name came out here, House of God, and the Chinese version says Temple of God.
你听英文翻译就不一样了。
The English called it the House of God.
是 House, 它的重点是这个 House.
An important thing rests on the word House.
但我们中文所以要翻的话，你应该把它翻译成神的家。这个观念是整本圣经第一次提出来的。
This is the first time when the Bible mentions this concept.
神的家。
The house of God.
这个家这个词，你去查圣经字典。
If you look in the Bible dictionary, look under the word house.
第一次的出现是在创世纪方舟的时候。
The first appearance of that word is when it spoke of Noah's ark.
在那里用了这个字。
That was described as house.
一面讲到方舟。
On one hand, it was referred to as an ark.
预表一个家。
It also represents a house.
一面讲到他们那个时候得救的。
It also talk about what that people that were saved.
神说你要把你的全家带到这个方舟里。
God told Noah to bring his whole household into the ark.
所以我们就知道神观念中的这个家用这个字的时候。
So in God'smind when he uses the word house.
一面是讲到与方舟这个范围所代表的救恩。
On one hand, he talks about the salvation with reference to the ark.
因为在当时的世界，神要用洪水毁灭的时候，只有在方舟里的得救。
Because when God decided to destroy the world with flood, only those who were within the ark were saved.
所以神在这里向我们要启示这个家这个字的时候。
So when God wants to help us understand the concept of the house.
一面又让我们看见是方舟所预表的这一个整蒙救恩的这一群。
He wants us to see that represents the group that were saved within the ark.
而且是在这一群的里头是组织的是一个家。
And within that group that were saved, it's one household, one family.
那天那个家几个人呢？
And how many were in that family?
八个人。
Eight.
所以我常常觉得很有意思，中国这个船呢。
And I find it interesting the Chinese character of the word boat or ship.
Boat.
Boat.
对，船这个字你去看的话，一个是舟。
On the left hand.
左边是舟。
On the left hand, it the word represents boat, I guess.
右边呢
？On the right side.
是八个口。
You'll find the top part is the word letter eight, and the bottom part is a unit.
不是两个口，不是三个口，一定要讲八个口了。
It actually says eight people or eight mouths.
全世界只有一本书告诉我们它的解答。
There's only one place where we can find the answer to the origin of this word.
就是圣经。
It's in the Bible.
圣经告诉我们，的的确确在古时候有一条船。
Bible did say that in olden times there was a boat.
整个的船就装了八个人。
And there were eight people on that boat.
这是中国字里面的船。
That's the origin of the word Chinese character boat.
所以我们真是知道神观念中这个家。
So we see that in God's concept, when he says house.
是一面把我们有一群人从这个世界的神的审判的手里面被拯救出来。
On one hand, he's talking about a group of people that were saved from his judgment.
然后他们这一群人要形成一个家庭。
And that group of people will form a family.
好，这是在创世纪里面的时候一开始曾经用过这个字。
That was in the beginning of Genesis where that word was referred.
但是现在在雅各的身上。
Now here in the life of Jacob.
当他开始逃他的哥哥。
Running away from Esau.
哥哥要他的命。
Esau was after him.
他就孤单的一个人，一个年轻的孩子，从来没有离开过家。
He was a young person at the time. He's never left home before.
现在一个人孤单单的走上了这条旷野的路。
Now he's on his wilderness way, but all by himself.
然后你能不能想象这个年轻人走在这个大旷野里头，天晚了。
Can you imagine this young person in the middle of night? It was late. He was walking alone.
就在这个旷野里头，大概找了一个树下或者一个山洞就睡觉。
He probably found a cave or under a tree where he can fall asleep in the wilderness.
比我们这一百多个人睡觉。两码子事情。
It's different than the people who are camping now.
我们这些弟兄姊妹出去 camping 那是很现代化的
设备。Our brothers and sisters who are camping now, they have very modern technologies with them still.
雅各那天出去绝对没有帐篷。
I'm sure Jacob didn't have a tent.
他的枕头就是一块石头。
And his pillow was a rock.
平常在家里一定是软绵绵的。席梦思。
I'm sure he had, you know, salt Simmons to lie on at home.
Something like that. 这个家中的宠爱的儿子今天落到这样的一个田地。
This favored son of this household has come to this point.
所以他的心很恐惧。
So I'm sure he was fearful.
一面是孤单，一面是害怕。
He was lonely, he was scared.
但是走路走了这么远。很疲劳。
But he's gone this far and he was tired.
他就在这个旷野就睡觉。
So he fell asleep in the wilderness.
神就在这样的情况里面向他显现。
And this is when God chose to appear to him.
神向他说了这个话，然后给他一个梦。
And said these things to him and gave him a dream.
等他醒过来的时候，他的第一个反应就说：“哎呀，这个地方是很可怕的。”
When he woke up, his first reaction was, "How awesome is this place?"
我竟不知道耶和华在这里。
I didn't even know God was here.
他马上就说，这个地方是神的殿，神的家，天的门。
He immediately said, "This is the house of God." House of God.
他为什么有这个很稀奇的反应？
Why did he have that reaction?
他有一个异象。
He had a vision.
那天晚上这个梦很重要。
That dream was important.
整个他能够来到这个结论说，这里不是别的，乃是天的门，神的家，因为在这里有耶和华。
In order for him to come to the conclusion, this is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven, is because he's seen the Lord.
他见到这个天梯。
He saw the ladder.
这个天梯通天。
He saw the ladder going to the heavens.
一头搭在天上，一头搭在地上。
Having its one end in heavens, having the other end on the earth.
有神的使者上去下来。
And he saw the angels.
这就是神的家。
That is the house of God.
天的门。
The gate of heaven.
这就是这个意象。
This is the vision.
这是千古之谜啊。
It's a mystery.
因为这里就没有再解释。
Because there's no explanation about it.
这个梦就放在圣经里。一过就过了差不多两千年。
So this dream it happened here, and then some 2,000 years passed.
稍微短一点，但是不管怎么样，大约了两千年。
About 2,000 years passed.
这个千古之谜，圣经在旧约里头就没有再去解释什么意思。那天雅各犹太人的祖先这个梦。是代表什么意思？
The Bible in the Old Testament never explained what that dream meant.
你知道，一直到两千年后，有一位主耶稣。
Until about 2,000 some years later, Jesus came into this world.
他出来传道。
And when he began his ministry.
他在传道的时候呼召门徒来跟随他。
And he was calling disciples to come to follow him.
对不对？他呼召彼得，呼召约翰，呼召马太，等等等等。
He called Peter and John and Matthew and various people.
约翰福音第一章就告诉我们。
And in John
有一天他碰到一个年轻人。
Jesus met a young man one day.
他的名字叫做拿但业。
And the young man's name was Nathaniel.
当有人叫拿但业这个年轻人说，我们碰到一位弥赛亚是这个拿撒勒地方来的。
When someone said to Nathaniel, we found this person who we think is the Messiah, he's from the place of Nazareth.
他这个年轻人马上有一个反应。
And Nathaniel had a reaction.
拿撒勒还出什么好的呢？
He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
就跟我们中国人，对，我们先问你是哪里人呢？
A lot of Chinese people, when you meet other Chinese, you ask, where are you from?
你如果说我是北京或者上海，大家对你刮目相看。
If you say you're from Beijing or Shanghai, people have a different respect for you.
你是有文化的人，是大地方的人。
They think you're from a big town, big city, you must be educated people.
你如果说，新疆吐鲁番。
If you say you're from somewhere rural like Xinjiang.
你看，吐鲁番就不知道是什么东西了。吐鲁番其实还蛮有名的。Forget it. 如果他讲随便讲一个地方，比如说牡丹江。
If he says he's from some small town.
或者吐鲁或者什么铁岭河。很多这种地方名不见经传，没有听都没有听过。
Those are a lot of places actually I've never heard of, so you probably never heard of either.
对不对？拿撒勒对犹太人来讲也是同样的反应。
That's the same reaction the Jews have toward a place called Nazareth.
然后这个年轻人听这个拿撒勒还出过什么人啊？
So Nathaniel heard that this Messiah, they say it's from Nazareth. He said, is anything good come out of Nazareth?
这就是拿撒勒这个一般人对这个拿撒勒的印象。
So that's the general consensus people have of the place Nazareth.
那么，耶稣有没有因为这件事情就说你这个年轻人真是没出息，门缝里看人
？Did Jesus rebuke Nathaniel because of that understanding?
没有。
No.
相反呢，你看见耶稣说的话很稀奇。
On the contrary, Jesus said something interesting to him.
他是看准了拿但业。
He actually had his eye on Nathaniel.
他说，哎，这是一个真以色列人，他心里没有诡诈。
He said, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit.
那么耶稣讲这句话的时候，那么这个腓力就说，哎，你怎么知道他？
And then he asked Jesus, how do you know me?
那么耶稣就说，你在无花果树下面我就看到你了。
And Jesus answered him and saying,when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
我不知道你读这个上下文，你会不会觉得这段对话很奇怪。
I don't know if you find this conversation a little odd.
前面拿但业还瞧不起拿撒勒的耶稣，瞧不起他的。
At the very beginning, Nathaniel didn't despise this person from Nazareth.
但是当耶稣说你在无花果树下，我就已经看见你了。
But when Jesus said, even when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
49节拿但业说拉比你是神的儿子你是以色列的王何等的改变。
Then in verse 49, Nathaniel answered him saying, Rabbi, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel. Such a turnaround.
为什么
How come?
为什么拿但业有这么大的改变
Why the big turnaround?
因为耶稣前面为他做了一个见证。
Because Jesus gave a testimony to him.
你这个年轻人是真以色列人，心中没有诡诈。
Saying of Nathaniel, you are a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
因为这里有一个青年人，他特别站的位置，要显明他心中的一个思想。
Because this young man stands in a position where you can see his heart.
他站在哪里？哪里不好站？他偏偏就站在一棵无花果树的底下。
He was standing under a fig tree.
因为圣经里面告诉我们。 无花果树在犹太人圣经的预表上是指着犹太国来说的。
And the Bible tells us that fig tree represents the nation of Israel.
那么这个国在这个时候存在不存在
？And was the nation of Israel in existence at the time?
不是，他们只是罗马的殖民地。
No, they were a colony of the Romans.
所以这里这个青年人他站在无花果树下，就表明他有个心。
So as this young man was standing under a fig tree, it represents him his heart.
什么心呢
？His heart, that is.
复国。
A heart for the revival of the Israel nation.
他是一个爱国主义者。
He is the one who really loved his country.
他一直盼望以色列这个无花果有一天能够从罗马的统治下独立。
He had always hoped for the independence of the Israel nation from the Romans.
所以耶稣说你是一个真以色列人。
So that's why Jesus said of him, you are an Israelite indeed.
一说就说他心里的感觉。
And that spoke to his heart.
你想看拿单也不跳起来吗
？So doesn't that wouldn't that cause a reaction in Nathaniel？
这个陌生人怎么一眼就看到他心里所想的呢
？How does the stranger all of a sudden know the thoughts of his heart？
他一定是神。
He must be God。
所以他在这边说：“你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王，因为你一语道破我心中的意念。”
So that's why he said, "You are the son of God. You are the king of Israel because you've seen to my heart."
然后耶稣就说
：“And then Jesus said,
你。”你还要看到更大的事。
You will see greater things than these.
耶稣说：“因为我说你在无花果树底下，我就看见你，你就信我。你还要看见比这件事情更大的事。”
Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these.
在这个年轻人心里，他只是想到你是以色列的王，你要来建国，恢复我们以色列。
In Nathaniel's heart, he only see him as the king of Israel coming back to revive the nation of Israel.
耶稣说，我来做的事情比这个更大。
But Jesus said, I've come to do greater things than
this. 你要看见比这个更大的事。
You will see greater things.
那么有什么事比恢复以色列更大呢
？And what's greater than revival of the Israel nation?
耶稣就说下面这句话。
Jesus continued to say to him.
他说。我实实在在的告诉你，你们，他不单单是对着拿单也说的，对他所有的门徒说的。
51, he says, truly, truly, I say to you. In the Chinese translation, you say that you can see the you is in the plural form.
对，你要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
You will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
耶稣这一句话解开了。刚刚我们的那个谜。
This explanation of Jesus opened the mystery of Jacob's dream.
看见没有？耶稣在这里对拿单也跟他其他的门徒启示出一个神的谜，一个秘密。
Jesus revealed to Nathaniel and other disciples this mystery.
2000年对以色列的这些祖先雅各的那个梦。
In 2000 years ago, this dream of Jacob.
神告诉他们的祖先。神要做的事。
Through the stream, God told the forefathers what He will do.
我为什么拣选你雅各
？The reason God chose Jacob.
这个梦是告诉他那个拣选雅各的目的在哪
？This dream tells him the purpose of choosing Jacob.
有一个天梯。
You see a ladder.
通天。
Going to the heavens.
站在地上。
And with its base on the earth.
然后神的使者上去下来。
And the angels were ascending and descending on it.
耶稣说。你们要看见天开了。
Jesus said, "You will see the heavens open."
神的使者上去下来，在人子的身上。
You will see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
所以这个天梯是指着谁说的
？So this ladder is referring to.
就指着人子说。
Is referring to the Son of Man.
原来那一天他所看见的异象，那个梦。
So the vision and the dream of Jacob.
神的儿子现在解梦。
Is being explained by the Son of God.
说那个梦就是指着耶稣说的。
He's saying that dream is about Jesus.
耶稣到地上来。
Jesus came into the world.
他来做一件事。
He will do this.
把天与地干嘛？连起来。
To connect heaven and earth.
耶稣是天跟地之间的桥梁。
Jesus is the bridge between heaven and earth.
是那个天梯。
He is that heavenly ladder.
神的使者在这个天梯上。上去下来
，and the angels of God will be ascending and descending on this ladder.
神的旨意是要把天 带到地上来。
God's will is to bring heaven on earth.
神的旨意是要把地上的人能够跟天连在一起。
God's will is to connect the people of earth with heaven.
我们中国话有一句话说，这件事比登天还难。
The Chinese used to say, this is harder than going to the heavens.
那么什么意思？
What does that mean?
比登天还难就是代表什么意思？
If it's harder than going to the heavens.
这件事情可能还是不可能？不可能。
It means this thing is pretty much impossible.
所以我们中国话才会说比登天还难吗？
That's how you refer to something that seems possible to do.
现在这个梦告诉我们天登天并不难。
So this dream, but this dream tells us it's not hard to get into heaven.
啊？如果你有天梯
If you have this ladder
如果你有登天梯你就可以登天了
If you have this ladder then you can get to the heavens
那么现在耶稣解开告诉我们这个天梯神已经给了我们是谁就是他的儿子耶稣基督
So Jesus explained God's already given this ladder to his people and that ladder is himself the Son of God
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters
神的心在这里向我们表明
God's heart is being expressed here.
神要把天带到地上来。
God will bring heaven on earth.
这个梯子在哪里？
And this ladder is
就是他的儿子。
His son.
所以耶稣曾经说话。
That's why Jesus said.
他说，人若不是借着我，就不能到父那里去。
No one can go to the Father except through me.
使徒行传也告诉我们。
And Acts also tells.
天下人间没有赐下别的名。我们可以靠着得救。
There is no other name in heaven and on earth that we can be saved by.
他是唯一的道路。
He is the only way.
唯一的名。
The only name.
我们可以回到父的那，到天父那里去。
For us to be reconciled to the Father.
这是何等的福音啊！
Such a gospel this is.
人一直在那里向往，能够回到神的面前。
Men always dreamed of going back to God.
这里有一个梯，有条路。
But now we see there's a way.
然后他看见这件事情，雅各就说：“这个叫做神的家。”
And that's why Jacob said, "This is none other than the house of God."
什么是神的家？
What is the house of God?
在这里，神是这个家的家主。
God is the head of this house.
所有经过这个梯子的人
，All who have gone through this ladder，
就成为他这个家的什么？一个成员
become a member of his house
一个成员都必须经过这个天梯来达到这个家
you all have to go through this ladder to get to that house
这个梯代表一条路
this ladder represents a way
也代表一个门
it represents a gate
所以雅各在这里说这里是神的家是天的门
that's why Jacob said this is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven
好那么他就做了一件很有意思的事
so he did something interesting
他把他枕头的那块石头
He took that rock pillow of his
立起来
He stood it up
然后把他身上带的那个油就浇在这个石头上
And he poured oil on the pillar
就敬拜神
And he worshipped God there
就叫这个地方 Bethel 就是中文翻译伯特利
And he called the name of that place Bethel
这个字翻译出来就是神的家
And thisword means the house of God.
好，这件事情他这样做代表什么意思？
And this thing that he did, what does that all represent?
这里你看到有一块石头。
You see a rock here.
这是山野的石头。
Just a rock in the wilderness.
对不对？他现在走旷野，随便要倒下要睡觉了，就抓一块石头，大概比较平一点。站在那里
Just any random rock he found that's flat enough to put his head on to sleep.
但是没有想到这块石头就成为神家的石头的开始
But he didn't think of this rock being the beginning of the house of God.
当主耶稣来呼召彼得的时候
When Jesus came to call Peter,
彼得本来的名字叫西门
Peter's name was Simon.
但是耶稣碰到他第一面
But when Jesus first met him,
就跟他说从今以后，你不要再叫西门。
Instead, you shall not be called Simon from here on.
你要叫彼得。
Your name is called Peter.
彼得什么意思
？What does Peter mean？
就是石头。
It means a rock.
等到他后来写彼得前书，他写了一封信。
And later, as he wrote First Peter,
在他的彼得前书里面他就说出这个石头的奥秘
He spoke of the mystery of the rock
耶稣特别叫他的名字叫彼得
Jesus gave him the name Peter
你是那块石头
Saying that he's the rock
石头干什么
What does the rock do?、
他的书信里面就解
He explained that in his letter
他说我们都像活石
He said we are all like living stone
你看彼得前书二章
First Peter chapter 2
他先说四节
Verse 4
主乃活石固然是被人所弃绝的却是被神所拣选所宝贵的你们来到主面前也就像活石被建造成为灵宫
And coming to him as to a living stone which has been rejected by men but is choice and precious in the sight of God you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house
所以在这里他讲到两块石头
So we have here two different stones
第一块活石是指这耶稣基督
When the living stone is referring to Jesus
那个是他耶稣他自己是那个盖房子的根基那个磐石
Jesus is the cornerstone
然后我们这些人彼得在这里说我们乃是活石
But he said we asAlso a living stone.
建在这一个磐石上变成一个灵宫
are being built up as a spiritual house.
这就是石头的秘密
That's the mystery of the rock.
问题在这里
The problem is
能够被建成一个房子的石头是不是山野的石头而已
You can't build a house just using any random rock you find on a mountain.
来源不错是山野的这些石头
It's true they all have to come from the mountain
但是这些石头必须经过匠人的加工
But it has to be modified and worked on first
把它切成一块一块方方整整的 石块
It needs to be cut to size in order for building
然后把它砌起来
And then it has to be put one upon another
变成一个房子
Building it into a house
这个叫做神的家的那个意象
That's the vision of the house of God
神今天对雅各说
So God said to Jacob then
你是这里的一块石头
You are a rock here
就是这山里面的一块野石
You are a rock in the wilderness
但是我要用这个野石建一个家
But using this rock I will build a house
你就要被这个野石要被什么要修要磨
This random rock in the wilderness needs to be worked on.
它不能够照我本相来被神用，不行。
Can't be used by God just as it is.
我们蒙拯救的时候是照我本相，没有错。
When we are saved, we are as we are.
但是等到我们来到神的面前，神救了我们之后
，But after we're saved,
每一个人就要开始被神来修整。
Each person needs to be worked on by God.
要把我们那些不平的地方磨平。
He will smooth out the edges.
规格不对的地方切掉。
He will take out the sections that are too big.
然后让我们这一块跟另外一块能够斗在一起。
So we can be fitted against another rock.
有的在我们的旁边。
Some may be next to us.
有的在我们的上面。
Some may be above us.
不管怎么样，我们不是唯一的一块。
Regardless of whatever, you are not the only one.
我们每一个人都是一块。
We're just one piece.
不能少的一块
You are a critical piece
但是通通得怎么样加在一起
But you have to be put together with the other pieces
这是那个建筑的蓝图
That's the blueprint of a building
它的原材料在哪里
And the raw materials come from
就是山野的时候
Come from rocks on the mountains in the
wilderness 那么这个图画在雅各的身上是那第一次启示出来。
This was first revealed in the life of Jacob.
请问雅各是不是山野的石头
？Was Jacob a rock on a mountain?
神能不能用他
？Can God use him?
不行。
No.
他必须要经过修整。
He needs to be worked on.
所以神第一次给他这个梦的时候，他是年纪轻轻的，大概二十岁的年轻人。
So when God first gave him this dream, he was young. He was probably 20-something years old.
但是神第二次向他显现的时候
The second time God appeared to him
又一过又是二十多年
20 some years have passed
啊，这个时候他要开始回家了
He was on his way back home
他这个时候有他出来的时候是光杆司令一个人
He left a single person
现在回家几个人呢
And he came home with how many
啊， 起码二十来个。
At least 20 some other people in his family.
他有四个老婆。
He had four wives.
他有十二个儿子。
He had 12 sons.
还有女儿。
And daughters.
还有仆人。
And servants.
所以夯不浪加在一起二十来个吧。
He had 20.
恐怕也不止。
He had more than 20 some people.
对不对？一个人出来。
He came out by himself.
现在带了一帮人回家。
And now he's leading a group of people back home.
出来的时候两袖清风。
He had nothing with him when he came out.
现在回家牛羊仆人一大堆啊。
But now he had cattle and he had his own servants.
对不对？可是这二十年可把雅各磨得够厉害的了。
But he received quite a bit of dealing in that 20 some years.
神用谁来磨雅各？
Who did God use to work on Jacob?
他的舅舅。
His uncle.
那这块是他头上那块石头。
That's the
压得够呛。
Rock over his head.
还有谁？
Who else?
他是四个老婆。
His four wives.
也把他磨得够呛。
That was enough dealing already.
还有谁？
Who else?
还有那十二个宝贝的儿子。
And those 12 sons of his.
对不对？所以他所有身边的这些亲朋好友，
so all of his loved ones, family,
全都是他的要命的死对头。
Were people that were working on him.
把他磨了二十年。
They worked on him for 20 some years.
现在跟他以前比一比，他比以前要怎么样？光平多了。
I think he's much more smoother, much more square than he was before.
被切的这些规格也比较像样了。
He's pretty close to be cutting down to the right size.
这就是这个意象神当初告诉他的那个秘密。
That's the mystery of the vision that God gave him.
所以到了新约就解释了。
So it was later explained in the New Testament.
我们刚刚念的时候，耶稣说到，对拿但业说到，他就是那个天梯。
Earlier we read Jesus saying to Nathaniel that he is the heavenly ladder.
那我们读了哥林多前书三章十六十七节，刚刚我们也念了。
We also read earlier in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 and 17.
那保罗说的非常清楚。
And Paul said,
他说你岂不知你们就是神的殿吗？
Do you not know that you are a temple of God?
神的灵住在你们里头吗？
And that the Spirit of God dwells in
you. 若有人毁坏这个神的殿，神必要毁坏那人。
If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是什么？你们。
For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
所以这就是新约把他这个雅各的意象解释出来给我们听。
This is the New Testament explanation of the vision of Jacob.
彼得告诉我们，我们是活石。
Peter told us that we are the living stone.
保罗告诉我们，这个活石被建成一个家。
These living stones are to be built into a house.
神的灵住在我们中间。
And that spirit of God dwells within us.
这是神在今天在每一个人上所做的工作。
That is the work of God in each one of our lives.
那么今天这个殿像不像殿呢？
So does the temple of ours look like a temple?
我们这些人像不像神的家呢？
Each one of us, do we look like a house of God?
有这么几分像。
We have some resemblance.
但是又不太像。
But not quite.
今天我们每一个人所看见的这些所谓在地上的教会，
These churches we see on earth today,
还是一个中间产品。
Are still work in progress.
像什么呢？
What are we like?
像如果你到这个任何一个工地盖房子的地方，
If you ever go to a construction site,
外面要拿一个栏杆围起来，像我们两年前在盖这个团契中心的时候。
Remember when we were building this place?
我们外面有这个铁丝网把它围起来。
You have to have a metal fence around it.
然后上面会挂一个牌。
You hang a sign on it saying.
说什么工程重地。
Work in progress, a construction site.
闲人免进。
Do not enter.
在外面好几个月，我们都好像看不到一点进展。
For months, we don't see much progress.
但是过了一年
，But a year later,
你就看到这个房子。
You can see it, the structure being put together.
在那一个一年工程进行的时候
，And during that year of construction,
地也是乱七八糟。
Everywhere you look is messy.
房子嘛，看得破破烂烂。
Everything looks
里面什么样子都没都不像。
Nothing is really taking form.
对不对？但是有一天这个工程会完成。
But one day this construction will end.
在匠人的手下，他不进行各样的各样的工作。
Things are being worked on under the hands of the workers.
今天我们在地上。
Today on earth.
神正在 under construction.
We are under God's construction.
正在工程进行中。
It's work in progress.
我们每一块石头都在神的手里面在干嘛？
Each of us is as a rock.
在缺啊。
We're being cut.
我们很多东西都规格都不对的。
A lot of things that we have are not according to measurement.
我们都有自己的想法。
We have our own ideas.
我们有自己的脾气性格。
We have our own temperament and personality.
这些神都要。一样一样的来磨练我们。
These are the things that God will work on.
让我们能够被磨到他的规格。
That we are to work, be molded down to a size that's.
同时又把我们跟其他的弟兄姐妹放在一起。
He will also put us next to other brothers and sisters.
把我们砌成一个房子。
To build us into a house.
神的灵才能够住在这个中间。
And then His Spirit can dwell in it.
最后的成品。圣经也告诉了我们。
And the finished product we can see in the Bible.
那么你去启示录看。
If you go to Revelation.
你到圣经的结束，你就看到它的真正的成品了。
You, at the end of the Bible, you will see the finished product.
那是在启示录的第二十章。
In Revelation chapter 20.
二十一章，我应该这样讲。
In chapter
21. 他说。二十一章第一节
And in verse 1
我又看见一个新天新地因为先前的天地已经过去了海也不再有了我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷是由神那里从天而降预备好了就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth for the first heaven and the first earth passed away and there is no longer any sea and I saw a holy city New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
So, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
圣经把整个神做工的这个蓝图都在从创世纪一直到启示录摆在我们的面前。
From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible has presented to us the blueprint of God's building.
如果你问我上帝在做什么?
If you ask me, what is God doing?
如果你问我上帝在为什么造人?
If you ask me, why does God make people?
有了这些人为什么又有这么多的痛苦
And as he made all these people, we've caused so much pain.
有这么多不公平的事情
Why are there so many things that are unfair?
人好像没有办法解释
A lot of things people can't explain.
但是你如果看见这幅图画
But if you can see the grand picture,
你就懂
You will understand.
雅各他会说我为什么那么苦命
Jacob may say, how come my life is so sad?
他在法老王面前做过见证
He actually testified to it before Pharaoh.
法老王问他
When Pharaoh asked him,
那个时候他120岁
when he was 120 years old,
你的日子好吗?
How's your life?
他说我的日子又短
He said, my life is short and bitter.
今天我们来看的话哇你活了120岁真是有福气啊
Today we may say if you live to be 120, you're quite blessed.
但是他自己的评价是说
But his own judgment was,
又短又苦
His life was short and bitter.
他的人生充满了痛苦
His,Life was filled with bitterness.
但是等到他的晚年，灿灿发光。
But at his old age, he was a shining light.
他一个瘸腿的老人拿一个拐杖。
He was a crippled man. He was leaning upon his cane.
居然可以祝福当时最伟大的王法老王。
He was able to give the greatest blessing to the greatest king at the time, Pharaoh.
是何等荣耀的生命。
It was a glorious life.
是经过这个坎坷的人生所锻炼出来的光芒。
But the light at the very end of his life is through a lifetime of dealing.
本来他是一个弯曲诡诈的人。
In the very beginning, he was a very crooked person.
等到他晚年的时候，他所有的这些悲情下品都被神磨光了。
But when he was at his old age, all the crookedness, all the deceit were being rubbed away.
神就说你可以改名了。
God said, "You can change your name now."
不要再叫雅各了。
You're no longer to be called Jacob.
叫什么？以色列。
And your name is to be Israel.
以色列就是上帝的王子。
Israel is the prince of God.
何等的荣耀。
Such a glorious thing.
神在他身上所做的工现在完成了。
The work that God will do in his life has been accomplished.
是一个可以祝福人的人。
He became a person who can bless other people.
以前是一个欺负人的人。
In the early days, he was a person who cheated.
讹诈别人的人。
He was deceitful.
现在成为一个能够祝福别人的人。
And later on, he can become a person who can bless others.
什么能够改变这个人？
What can change a person?
什么能够让他熬得过这么多年的苦难呢？
What can help a person endure all those years of sorrow?
什么是秘密？
What's his secret?
意象。
The vision.
意象。是雅各的秘密。
That vision was his secret.
所以你想看，到了我们现在看的这个启示录的这个新耶路撒冷。
So think about the New Jerusalem in Revelations.
这个城，新耶路撒冷形容给我们听。
The city as God is describing here.
那这个城有十二个城门。
The city has 12 gates.
十二个城门上都有十二个名字。
There are 12 names above those gates.
十二个什么名字呢？
What are the names on these gates?
十二个支派的名字。
The names of the 12 tribes.
你们知道十二个支派是谁的儿子？
And the 12 tribes are the sons of.
雅各的儿子。
They're the sons of Jacob.
所以你可以看得出来啊，神在这一个人身上所做的，就产生了十二个支派。
So what God did in Jacob's life, it produced 12 tribes.
产生了一个民族。
It produced a nation.
这个民族。是那个圣城的一个部分。
This nation would be a part of this holy city.
那么到新约呢？
And in the New Testament,
十二个支派是谁呢？
These 12 tribes are.
就是耶稣十二个门徒所代表的。
Are represented by the 12 disciples.
也就代表了所有新约的圣徒们。
And this represents all the saints of the New
Testament. 你我都应该包括在这个里面。
You and I are should be a part of it.
所以，什么是新耶路撒冷？
What is New Jerusalem?
神的家。
It's the house of God.
神永远的家。
It's his eternal house.
它有两大部分的组成。
It's made of two important parts.
一部分是旧约十二个支派的选民。
One part is the chosen people of the 12 tribes of Israel.
一个部分是新约十二个使徒所代表的所有的基督徒。
The other part is the representation of all saints represented by the 12 disciples.
神把这两帮人组织在一起。成为一个神的家。
And these two groups of people are put together to be built into the house of God.
那个是最后的神所完成的工作。
And that is the finished product of God.
所以希伯来书告诉我们，那个是神所经营、所建造的。
So Hebrews tells us that God is the author and the perfecter.
No, the architect and the builder. 神是那个设计总设计师与总工程师。
He is the architect and the builder of the house.
神就在那里做这个工。
This is his work.
这个意象告诉我们。
So this vision tells us.
神在雅各身上做工，也要在你的身上，在我的身上做同样的工。
God is working in the life of Jacob. He will do the same work in your life, in my life.
什么叫神的工？
What is the work of God?
就是跟他的家有关的，这就是神的工。
Anything that's related to his house, that's his work.
这个存到永远。
And that will always be here.
凡是跟他的家没有关的。
If anything that doesn't have anything to do with his house,
都是草木和血
are all wood, stubble, and hay.
它只有短暂的价值，而没有永久的价值。
They only have temporary usage, but no lasting value.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们是有意象的人。
We are to be a people with vision.
如果我们不知道神在做什么
If we don't know what God is doing,
你要来看雅各的意象。
You have to look at the vision of Jacob.
有雅各的意象，你就知道。我们活着为什么
If you have Jacob's vision, you will know why you live.
我们受苦是为什么
Why we suffer.
我们的盼望不是自己
Our hope is not in ourselves.
我们的盼望不是这个世界
Our hope is not in this world.
这都要过去
All these will pass away.
只有神的工、神的城、神的家存到永远
Only God's work, God's house, and God's city will be everlasting. May God bless his words. Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你的话解开就要发出亮光。
Because when your word is opened, it has light.
你在古时候，你给雅各有这个意象。
You gave Jacob this vision in the olden days.
你是那个天梯。
that you are the ladder.
你要把天带到地上来。
You will bring heaven to earth.
你也拣选他成为那个石头。
You've chosen him to be the rock.
因为你要建立一个灵宫。
Because you build a spiritual house.
你要建立一个神的家。
You will build your house.
告诉我们，我们就是神的家。
And you've told us that we are the house of God.
主啊，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you.
我们原来是山野的一块野石。
We're originally just the rock on the mountain.
没有价值也没有意义。
We really don't have much value or meaning.
但是今天你把我们从这个山野里面拯救出来。
But you've saved us from the mountains.
今天你在我们身上要做工。
And today you will do a work in our lives.
要把我们磨成你儿子的身量。
To make us like your son.
让我们能够成为你家的一份子，一个材料。
So that we can become the material for the building of your house.
这是何等神圣甜蜜的思想。
It's very...Just a very precious and wonderful thought.
因为神与人同住。
Because God dwells with men.
这就是天堂。
That would be heaven.
赞美你的名。
We praise your name.
但愿这个意象成为我们的意象。
May this vision become our vision.
我们还是不明白。
We still do not understand.
我们需要在你的面前求智慧，求启示。
We need to ask for wisdom and revelation from you.
你把你这个意象赐给雅各，你今天要这样同样的意象赐给我们。
You will give this vision. You give this vision to Jacob. You will give the same vision to us.
求你让这个千古之谜在我们的身上是一个解开的天。
Lord, may this mystery be opened up to us.
不再是一个谜了。
It will no longer be a mystery.
赞美你的名。
We praise your name.
愿你在我们中间得着你的脚。
May you receive your house from us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.